Hello, I'm Rob Cameron, an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Bytes by MSDN. Our guest today is Paige Brooks, who is a Silverlight MVP. So Paige, we just stepped out of the Mix 10 keynote address where we introduced Silverlight and XNA for the Windows Phone 7 series platform. And they had a lot of great demos during the keynote, and I had heard that you had helped out with one of the demos. And we'd love to hear about that.
That's right. The demo I helped out with was a Foursquare demo. A company called Touchality was responsible for that demo, and they brought me in to help out.
Okay, so I've taken it. You know, Touchality is a Windows Mobile ISV, so I'm guessing that they brought you in because they were looking for some Silverlight expertise.
That's right, Rob. They didn't have any in-house Silverlight talent, so they brought me in to help out and bring forward the application from their previous version of Windows Mobile to the new platform and add a nice user experience on top of it.
That's great. So, you know, what was your experience? So you're a Silverlight developer and you're coming into this new platform and you're probably wondering, like, how are my skills going to translate, that type of thing. So what was your experience with that?
The transition between Silverlight for the web and for mobile was very painless. I didn't have any trouble at all. I just kind of jumped right into it. And
that's great. That's awesome. So, you know, being a Silverlight developer, you know, for the web, and then coming to the device, like, what were the pitfalls or things that were different?
Yeah, so there are a few small pitfalls that you kind of have to watch out for. You know, the primary input device on a mobile device is your finger, not a mouse, not a keyboard.
Oh, right.
So you have to be cognizant of that, and you have to look out. Also, the screen real estate is much smaller. And, you know, when you develop an app and someone's on the go, you have to take that into account, and you have to develop, you know, a user story for that particular case.
Okay, so instead of being like feature by feature on a desktop for a mobile device, you're on the go, you're kind of developing for scenario driven.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
It's much more important.
Well, thanks a lot, Paige, for joining us today. And it was great to chat with you. And thanks for joining us on this episode of Bytes by MSDN.